Welcome to On the Roadcast.
Snacks,
trucks,
and rock and roll.
Welcome you to a brand new episode of season 2 of On the Roadcast.
Oh, it's out.
Yes, season 2. Dos.
Woo! It's a weird day. Vicky is sick.
I'm just here for the snack.
And that's what got our friend Pam.
I have a t-shirt that says that. Hi, Pam.
Pebbity Pam.
Pam, Pam, Pebbity Pam.
Pam.
Pam is a singer. Pam is a beauty. Pam is a model.
She's
Pam
an
is
influencer.
An actress. Pam is an influencer. Pam is a... Pam. Pam.
But don't stop.
Pam.
How often can you say Pam?
Pam.
Pam.
Is a superwoman. And she's our friend.
I am. And that's my best role of all of them.
She's a super hell of a friend.
Yes. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. I'm so happy to be here.
And she loves British accents.
I do.
Yeah. You lived in the UK for a while, right?
I did. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I lived there because it was just 4 months, five.
Okay. What did you do in the UK?
I studied there for a semester.
Nice.
Because you're a...
I'm a teacher.
A teacher.
And also a singer.
Oh my God.
But I think the big plan is that within the next couple of years, she'll do
months.
Music. Months. She'll just do music. So
weeks.
Yeah.
I music. Say it's weeks.
Weeks. I say, it could be days.
It could be in the next minute.
For all watch out for Pam.
Pam.
Pam. Pam.
Not really. She's on the right path.
At least I'm trying. At least
shows.
I'm trying. But yeah,
dropping
right now
soon.
It's all about teaching and doing music at the same time, which is kind of exhausting, but not impossible.
What's your subjects in school? What do you teach?
Funnily, English and music.
Ha! Huh.
Amazing.
Who would have thought?
And you're a singer.
I am.
Yes, you're a singer. Do you play an instrument too?
I do.
What do you play?
I play the piano.
Oh,
and guitar, of course.
Me too.
Really?
Same, yeah. Same. I mean, guitar, I shouldn't even mention it, but it's good enough to play at a bonfire, you know?
Yeah, I don't play the guitar on stage anymore because I might not be that good.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I...
You have an amazing band who plays all the instruments.
Absolutely.
I gotta say.
Yeah. And I play the flute, actually.
Me too. Are you
what?
Fucking? That was my first instrument.
Yeah, I know.
That was so the first
was the recorder, which is
like
you know,
wooden,
the basic flute.
And
what
then
you learn
You
say
everyone.
The flute, like the flute that you hold like sideways.
Yeah. The Lizzo flute.
No, for me it was.
No, this is the recorder.
I know. I love that. Now it's the Lizzo flute.
Pretty demanding.
The Lizzo flute.
that's the correct term.
No,
it's
my
the Lizzo
first
flute.
My first instrument, and I'm the best at it. The triangle.
Yeah, of course.
I played all the sides, all the three sides, you know.
You
it was really Yeah. Was,
I might call you someday.
Like, I need a triangle. And I'm like, yes.
I'm waiting for this moment.
All my life. My mom always told me, you got to learn something real. And I told her, I'm going to play the triangle one day. Do you sing in German or in English?
Currently in German.
Currently?
Currently.
I'm intrigued. What does that mean?
That I actually don't want to... I think that's generally a problem in music when you decide to... I don't know, when it comes to genre, when it comes to language or things like that. When you decide you do German and, I don't know, pop, you have to stick to that, like, all of your career.
Yeah, sure.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Because when I started my project with Pam... I just felt German is the right way to go for me because it felt more honest.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I kind of have the feeling there might also be a chance that I go back to English someday and then switch to German again. Why do I have to stick to one language?
Yeah, sure.
I don't get it.
I mean, you could like mix it up in a song for a start and then see what's happening.
I thought about that too. Yeah.
There's Austrian bands who do that out of order.
Yeah.
They mix languages up in their songs.
So yeah, absolutely.
It's not impossible.
No, it isn't. Falco already did that.
Yeah.
So and he became internationally renowned.
He did, yeah.
Fucking famous.
Yeah, so I don't even want to focus on one genre. I mean, I listen to so many different types of music.
What's your favorite We know it.
Yeah, of course we know you do. I'm a big... Big is even an understatement.
She's the biggest.
I'm the biggest.
Like the.
Yeah, the. With like capital letters. The biggest Ed Sheeran fan on this planet.
She has a cardboard cut out of him in her apartment.
But on to be honest, also... Yeah. From Youngblood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Please don't make me decide.
A soccer for the Brits, if you want to say like that.
I actually talked to my friend Dan on the phone like 15 minutes ago, and he's in the States right now on tour, and he's like, I have a feeling all the US chicks are kind of into my British accent. And he told me that he was at Starbucks, and he was ordering, and the woman said to him, please just keep talking. Yeah. Like, keep ordering.
It's like music.
They love the accent.
It's music to the ear.
Of course you.
No, you're different.
Team America.
Team America.
I mean, I don't mind a nice British accent. Can be cute.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand it.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, it's I so don't. Simple. The only dude that is from the UK that I understand is Alec. But he speaks... I'm gonna...
Shout out to Alec.
He speaks proper English. Okay, I'm gonna see myself out here. Thank you.
To all my mom always told me, if you have nothing nice to say, say
don't
nothing.
Say nothing at all.
Yeah.
Well, I just said something nice about Alec. He speaks proper English, okay?
Let's say something nice. We really like beans.
Baked beans?
Yeah.
Beans.
Breakfast sausage.
When we did our first season, we talked about beans a lot. I don't know why.
Did we?
We did. And then my friend Nick, he went to the UK and brought us a couple of cans of Heinz beans. That was really great. If someone would do that again, I wouldn't mind it. All the beans.
And they are quite expensive here in Austria.
They are.
Compared to
the UK.
Yeah,
baked beans are they're really good. English breakfast, I have to say, it's really good. I like mushrooms for breakfast.
Like okay.
Yeah,
got
the breakfast, okay. But they could get bagels, like bagels.
And yeah, I mean.
That would be great.
The British cuisine might not be the best. I agree.
Haggis and shit.
Is that British even? I think that's like Scottish.
But
it is.
Yeah, but the Brits, they eat it too.
She's mixing things up.
No, the British
just wants to be a hater.
The British eat haggis. I've seen it.
Yeah, let's talk about touring, maybe.
Yeah, let's talk about touring. I'm just gonna lean back.
What was your favorite show in the past couple of months or past year? I know you haven't done like a ton of shows because you're working on the new music, but once that's out, it's gonna be a lot of touring. But like, what was the favorite one in the past couple of months?
Definitely. When I think of venues and the audience, I have to say Volkstheater Wien. Because it was just, I don't know, you just can't really...
It's a special venue.
It is.
It has a crazy cool vibe.
You don't get it when you're in there, how beautiful it is. And
I mean, we're used to seeing buildings like that, but I think like on picture, if someone who's not living in a super old city like Vienna sees it, it's like, wow, that building, that architecture, everything is just crazy.
It is. And then being able to do a show in one of those buildings, which is like sacred in Vienna.
Yeah.
It's just an honor. It's really an honor. And
you made it. If you played there, you fucking made it in Austria, in my opinion.
And I have to admit, I played it twice.
What?
Once as a guest with Turbier in 2021, I think it was. And last year in December, I did my own show there. So it was...
And when can we expect new music to drop?
Yeah! What a nice question. I love it. No pressure. I think realistically it's going to be in the second half of next year. Somewhere then. I can't really say exactly because it...
Good things take time, right?
Yeah.
They take time.
It
can hurry.
Yeah, it's not who is the fastest. It's who is the best.
Amen.
That was the...
I don't know the word for it.
Putting it on the table.
So I'm just trying to make the best out of every song because I have to sing them quite a lot after that. So, yeah.
You will. You have a nice producer. You have...
I do.
Great ideas. I mean, I've heard some, like, drafts.
Yeah.
And I really like them.
Yeah.
But I can't say
But
they're
still drafts. So it's, I like the process of when you, I don't know, when you have the first version and then you're finished. What there is a huge difference, but they might be quite simple things like just the sound of the guitar, for example. Sure. But it gets a whole new, can you say personality kind of song?
Yeah,
a personality.
I think so, yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm really excited to do that and to totally focus on making music and then showing the world what my heart, or what my heart, I don't only have one, what my heart desires.
What my heart desires is that once Pam's going on tour, we're coming.
Yeah. Definitely.
Please, I mean, we grew pretty close over the past couple of months. Like in 2021, you mentioned the one show where you were a guest musician at the Turbobier show at Volkstheater.
Yep.
And I remember I wasn't there for the show because I had a job, but I went there for the after party. And I think I saw you there and we briefly like chatted, but we haven't really been friends or no one properly introduced us.
Yeah.
And now we are, wait, before you drink from that can of Monster, can I have a zip? Because you're sick.
Sick AF.
And I'm going to be sick too.
Still here.
I drink. Okay, ASMR.
Props to you. Props still existing.
Props to my body for making it into the Uber and here.
That's so good.
Yeah, you can take a sip too if you want. Okay.
It's Lewis
Hamilton.
It's zero sugar. I can drink
Yay.
It then.
We have another one.
What I wanted to say is that one day we'll go on tour together because...
Yes, please.
Pam and me also have been on holiday together already. And at this point, we just know that we can hang out forever and not hate each other. And then Vicky, I know Vicky.
I hate everyone.
Like I know no one else.
I hate everyone outside of this bus.
And I know
and
that...
And Vicky, I hate everyone. Zero sugar?
Oh, yeah.
Connie, sure. You could share. I'm sweating balls.
Let's share this one. Yes. Also, I brought Capri Sun because I know it's Pam's favorite.
It's my favorite.
One for each of us.
Yeah.
But it's actually...
But first, a Monster.
You know what would be good? Mixing it, maybe.
With vodka.
Oh, yeah. That's what
also.
We're talking about.
Back to my speech.
She just told us how much she loves us and we were just...
And I'm like, I hate everyone.
With vodka. No, I think we'd make a great team on tour because we've been on holiday together and it's been like one of the best weeks ever.
Oh God, it was
because we had no stress, no pressure. All we did was drink Valdo Prosecco and chill.
Like we stood up in the morning
vacation.
And that's the first thing we did.
Yeah.
We're just drinking.
I know. Y'all called me.
I was like
being here, working, you know, been stressed out. Hi, we're getting wasted on some Valdo Prosecco.
And drunk
like,
on a boat. Bitches. I mean, that was our thing, but now it's our thing.
Yeah.
Drunk and naked on a boat. Are you okay?
No.
Okay, can someone hold my mic? I need to open the Capri Sun.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, I think this is a great moment. Because I'm the poorest thing of the poor things right now, to reach out to our beloved fans and listeners and ask them for a donation for meds. You know, we have a GoFundMe. Ibuprofen is
really
very expensive. And I'm running out. If you want to have a new episode,
oh my God.
Go send some.
Is it even legal?
Yes, it is.
Is it?
GoFundMe.
Season 3 asking will be from the medication. Hospital bed.
Nah, I'm the one. No, you have to send the money and I will buy some meds.
That's
very
legal.
That's
very legal.
Yes, meds. Ibuprofen or paracetamol. You can also write down in the donation description what you want me to take as long as it helps. Okay.
Yeah.
This was a little
thanks for that speech,
PSA. Okay. Hey, I probably have a fever, so I'm allowed to say crazy stuff.
You are. Definitely. Thanks for still coming out.
I did it for you and for
I
the
opened
monster.
That now.
The money.
Can I say that? I never drank a Monster.
You never
taken
had
your
Monster before?
It's not the first time.
If you drink the whole thing, you probably won't sleep tonight.
Okay. Oh. Say no more.
I mean, this is Connie's shit. The white one.
I thought that one was better.
Yeah, I'll have a sip.
Because it's Lewis Hamilton and he's from the UK.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but yeah. of course.
Then. Maybe a question to our fans.
He's a snack.
Is he though?
What are you talking about?
He's a snack. I'm just saying, Lewis Hamilton is a snack.
Nah. Wasn't he dating some? Yeah, Nicole Scherzinger from the Pussycat
Dolls.
But that's
dolls. Ages ago.
Yeah,
if he's on, if you're on, if you hear this, Lewis, and if you're on the market,
Connie is also on the market. Pam, are you on the market?
She is.
Pam is on the market.
Bring food.
I mean, all we do all day is look at pictures of.
If you look like a Chiron.
No, he's.
It should be a Chiron himself, actually.
Also, one thing, we should go on tour together because neither of us have the same taste in men.
No.
So we'll never get good in each other's way. Mm-hmm.
This is actually quite essential for a friendship.
To every friendship. Mm-hmm. Just gotta say. Okay, back to the important things in life.
What do we
What's your favorite snack?
Lewis Hamilton. Sheeran,
Youngblood.
Yeah, Pam likes the white boys.
Oh,
yeah,
I do.
The skinny white boys.
So I'm not racist, by the way.
I like the white boys. I like everything but the white boys. You know? I'm a...
See?
I'm also racist.
I'm all about like character.
You what?
Connie's a liar. She likes the football dudes, okay?
Yeah.
I'm really upset, by the way, because yesterday was NFL game day. And Taylor Swift... was at one of the games because apparently she's like dating a Chiefs player and all the media, all the football media is full of Taylor Swift. Now, I mean, not even in the football world you can escape this person. It's crazy.
Why and the Cardinals won, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Vicky's boyfriend is from Arizona, so she's a Cardinals fan and she can't accept the fact that they suck ass this season.
Yeah, they sucked ass last season too.
And this season. Anyway, what's wrong with the world? Taylor Swift on NFL News.
She's
what do
a
you
T-Swift.
Want me to say now?
She's a T-Swift fan.
I'm a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Of course she is. She loves Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, she's Ed Sheeran's best friend.
Yeah, people thought they were dating for a while, right? Big thing.
I know how that feels.
Well, what's your favorite snack?
Besides Ed Sheeran, can you hand me one of those crackers? I don't want to put my germy fingers in there. What the fuck is this in there?
You have to taste them. It's amazing.
Yeah, I brought those.
Oh.
No. Yeah, I bought a new pack. This is a new pack.
Oh, really?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's a shit.
Oops. Yeah, the Rauchmandeln.
Okay, your favorite snack.
My favorite snack. I can't stop. Sorry. I don't know the English word for it.
What is the German
It's a vegetable. Kohlrabi.
There is no word.
Does it even exist?
It's a root.
Yeah.
What's that?
No, it's like vegetable. Cabbage.
It makes
it's
you fart.
Like, it's a sort of cabbage, but it's not cabbage.
Is it?
Did you know? And here it comes. Kohlrabi and broccoli. And Kohlröschen, like the little sprouts, the Brussels sprouts, they're all from the same fucking plant.
You are freaking kidding me.
No.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's not true.
No, it's true.
I'm going to do research on that.
If this mic wasn't very expensive and the best mic, I would drop it because it's fucking true. It's a fact.
Shout out to Austrian Audio Mics. We're not going to drop them because they're awesome.
No, they're all from the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I like all the vegetables.
But my dad grows all of those veggies in his garden, and they're not from the same plant.
They are.
I'm going to Google that later.
I think they are.
So you're a healthy little bitch.
Yeah, I just don't look like one.
You do.
And I'm not actually healthy. But I do love vegetables. I'm not so much into fruits, only blueberries.
Which I knew, of course. Berries. Also, I knew about the Capri Sun that you love.
I love him. Have to love it sometimes. But like snacks, when I'm sitting in front of the TV, I actually really like nachos.
Cheese?
The cheese, of course.
Oh,
cheese.
Good
like
girl.
All kinds Yummy. Of cheese.
I was tempted to buy nachos today, but then I went for the healthy.
It's a mess.
Healthy, whatever this is.
Crackers.
Yeah, I saw them. I like them though.
And they're crunchy.
They are better.
Bill.
So much better.
And yeah, when you're on tour, like, and you can't have the, or let's say like gas station snacks. Mm. You stop somewhere, you need the quick best. Sugar.
Mm. Good question.
Jaffa cake. Do you actually like those?
What?
The soft cakes.
With the orange in
jam
it.
In there.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. A big, it's what?
Yeah.
You know that I don't like them.
Really?
It's, yeah, it's.
It's a big yes
like
or no.
Them.
That's like, and sometimes I'm surprised we're even friends because I really like them. Connie does. It's like.
I'm not too much
it parts
into
the
them.
World.
It's not like when I want something sweet that I think of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're available, I'm definitely eating them.
If that's the last cake on earth or the last.
I would eat it.
Candy stuff or sweet stuff, you wouldn't. Okay, you would eat. Do you know what I ate at 4 a.m. when I woke up and I was so hungry? What did I eat?
Wait, let me guess. Leberknödel, spinach.
No.
Something sweet?
Yeah.
Mm.
Something Austrian.
Mannerwaffel.
No.
Kugelhupf.
Nein.
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 Mutterkugel.
Nein.
What?
Raschikeksi.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Woo! I got it
you're
right.
A winner.
That's what you do when you're sick and you wake up at 4 a.m. with
you don't
itchy
have to
gums.
Be sick for that.
You eat trashy cakes. Can I have another cracker, please?
Yeah. Okay, you don't want to touch them.
Nah.
Thank you.
Ooh. Okay, so cabbage and.
I'm sure there's an English word for kohlrabi.
Definitely. I looked it up once.
It's like.
I will do that.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Let's Google it.
I looked it up and it's really. I asked a lot of U.S. people before if they
maybe
knew
they just
what
don't
is.
Have it.
They don't have it.
They just don't have it. Okay, wait.
It's cabbage turnip.
Stem cabbage? Turnip
yeah.
cabbage?
Yeah.
Or cabbage. Just fucking kohlrabi.
What the fuck? Interesting.
How do they say that?
Kohlrabi.
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 This goes out to our British or our U.S. listeners. How do you call it? Do you have it? Do you know it?
If
it's like a round
UK,
root.
Mm-hmm. It's green.
It's green, and
it's
you
tasty as fuck.
You take the
leaves in the stem.
Yeah, the leaves
the
off,
off of it.
You
the stems and the leaves. You and then you clean it and you peel it and then oopsie.
And then you eat it.
And then the inside is crispy,
crunchy.
Mm, it's a goddess of turnips.
And it bloats you and makes you fart ill.
Yes,
and your farts have a very distinct smell after eating it. I
like
mean, if you eat like a lot
farts.
Of it. Cabbage farts. Yeah,
cabbage farts. Yeah.
What else?
Like snacks? Oh my god.
We already covered the snack thing.
What do you want to know, girls?
I'm so.
What was your. So your the new question that we ask all of our guests is what was the last show you attended as a guest? And I know it because we were there too, and it was just last Wednesday.
If it wasn't this, I'm so disappointed.
What was it?
It was Blink 182.
Damn right.
And I've been a fan for,
2 years.
Let's say since I was 14 or 13.
2 years.
Like we all.
2 years. Basically 2 years ago.
Like everyone.
Yeah, it's actually twice as long already.
I still have my years. Blink nails. I mean, like little, look at this.
Oh, wow.
My little smiley Blink nails.
Smiley faces.
What concert are we going to next so I can choose my next nail design?
I don't even know what my next show is.
What
I
is
think
our
it's
next
Taylor
show?
Swift.
No way.
Or
where?
Is it Coldplay. In Vienna.
Coldplay.
I don't like the sound
the
of that.
The judgy face.
You're not. Oh my god.
This okay. Here comes
huge
my.
Huge impact on our friendship.
Can I tell you something? The first two records, they were good.
You say that about every band, Mumford and Sons. Same.
No, I've never said anything about. I only know one song from Mumford and Sons, and that's the best song, Kings of Leon. That's what
we
talked
about.
Oh,
sorry, I mixed it up.
Three
Kings
albums
of Leon.
Were
Kings
really
Leon.
Good. The rest too mainstream. But
I am probably the most mainstream friend you have.
It's okay. I still love you.
Still love you.
Thank you.
No, it's okay. No, it's okay.
Okay, thank
no,
you.
No. Hey, thank listen you. To whatever you listen to, whatever you like. But
I do.
I mean, I don't know.
So, if you were to choose like one song that's like the favorite tour jam that if you step on the bus with your crew, which is us, and your bandmates.
I think I'm not on the crew anymore since I said Coldplay.
No,
let's think about it. If
you can listen to other things.
What tune would you put on the speaker?
Wow. So based on the people who are with me in the bus, or
no, like no Ed Sheeran, no Youngblood, no Coldplay,
on your headphones also just for yourself. But what's your tour jam?
So there was a time when I did that before the concert, before I had to go on stage, where I felt like I always listened to Lizzo's Truth Hurts because she was my queen.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Nope.
And that really, that is heartbreaking to me. But probably, so I really have to split it up when I'm on tour with Turbo Beer and when I'm on tour with myself. Mm-hmm. I always link Turbo Beer to Bon Jovi. You Give Love
really?
A Bad Name, yeah.
No.
Mm. We listen to that quite a lot.
And good for one.
Me, yeah, you probably have to go down Youngblood and Ed Sheeran lane.
It's okay. You need to pick a song, which is going to be our outro.
God, how could I? Okay.
And I say it should be your song, not the Turbo Beer song, but yours, the Pam song.
The Pam song, yeah.
The Pam jam. Song. The Pam Jam.
The Pam Jam.
What's the Pam Jam?
You can pick Ed Sheeran and Youngblood. I didn't want to give you shit.
No, it's going to be Youngblood, though, because Ed Sheeran always makes me kind of emotional, and that's not what I need in that moment.
No.
So I probably take Youngblood, The Funeral.
Also, we got to say, Vicky's not that much of a hater because she was at a big festival this summer and she stole Youngblood's...
I borrowed it.
I definitely bring it back to Youngblood.
Hey, young Mr. Blood, I have you.
Mr. Blood.
She stole his green room sign.
He was long gone, okay?
You also check if there was something else left in the room?
Like tissues?
No, I
used
towels. I stole Limp Bizkit's shower gel and their veggie platter, but they were gone.
Yeah, they wouldn't have made
whatever
it
you leave behind, we're gonna steal it.
Yeah,
they were gone. I met Wes Borland also. We never told the story, but it's not that important. It's not, I stole the sign,
yeah,
I borrowed the sign. I mean,
and then she met Wes Borland,
and then
what a fucking
and then she slept through
great
the
great life you have
through the whole
no, then I looked outside of the room, of the room. It was Rock and Park or Rock am Ring. I don't
Isn't
even
it
remember.
Same?
No, it's not the same.
The same lineup.
In a different city.
But it's the same lineup? No.
No.
Huh. I thought it's like
the same. I Googled both.
It's the same promoter. It's the same promoter, but it's in two.
Is it at the same time?
No. One is at Nürburgring, and one is in Nuremberg, where the Nazi thing is. Do you remember when we were in Germany?
I remember nothing ever.
No, I remember nothing ever. But I think it is in Nuremberg, and there is this one site where I'm kind of shocked it's still there. Also, I think it's good it's still there because it reminds people it really happened and it's a horrible thing. But it's this one site where Hitler spoke to the people.
And that's where they have the festival, and that's where you stole the sign of Youngblood and gave it to Pam because she's a big fan.
Exactly.
And that's why the outro is, I forgot the song.
The Funeral.
The Funeral.
The Funeral.
And that's where I met Wes Borland.
And stole his shower gel. And then...
No, he was gone. Can I tell a story? It
yeah,
was so funny.
Tell it.
Please.
Okay. So we were at Rock and Park, Rock and Ring. I don't even remember where the thing is, the Nazi site. It's really weird to have a festival there in my eyes. But anyways, we were there. There was a stadium. We had the green room in one of the stadium cabins, like the fancy rooms where you can watch the soccer game and have your little party and whatever. It was Kenny's birthday also. And I was decorating the green room. And then I opened the door to the seats of the stadium, you know, where the normal ass people sit. And I looked, up to the left and I was like, the fuck? And that was fucking Wes Borland from Limp Bizkit. Mm-hmm. And I had nothing better to come up with than tell him, hi, pleasure to meet you. I named my hamster after you when I was a teenager. Which is a true story. And he looked at me. He's the nicest person ever. It's going to make me cry because he was so nice. And he was like, hey, pleasure to meet you. How are you? I'm Wes. And I'm like, I know. I met my hamster after you when I was a teenager. It was amazing. Amazing, amazing. The nicest person ever. I'm really going to start crying. It was so nice. And then they left.
But did we all see the documentary of Woodstock 99 where he was kind of an asshole?
But he's really nice. He is really, really
nice.
Wait,
are we talking about the hamster or the person?
No, the person. And
no, I bet he's nice.
He was super nice. And then they left. And that's what you do, you know, upkeep them, but not only in your green room, but also in everybody else's green room, you know? You just open the door like, hello, sorry, room service. No, I'm kidding, it's me.
Stealing your stuff.
And they left the cherry shower gel. Actually, I ran out of it this morning. Just a little hint to our GoFundMe. I need new shower gel. I'm disillusional. I'm so sorry. This is going to be the wildest episode because I have a fever.
You're doing definitely well so far.
And definitely we're all going to have a fever in 2 days.
Yes.
You're welcome. I share everything.
I actually spent the weekend with some friends in the outback in a cabin in the woods. It was raining all the time.
A cabin in the woods?
It was stinky and moldy and wet. Oh. And I'm confused because I thought I was going to be the sick person here. But I'm not.
You're not. You're younger than all of us. Your immune system is like from a newborn.
What is an immune system?
You don't have one. No. You don't know that.
I definitely don't. Okay. Do you have a crazy tour story?
Oh my God. So hoping you asked me
of
that.
Of course we'll ask because okay, we know there's something happening. I need some more crackers, please.
You crackers. Can have all of them.
No.
Yeah. Keep them. No one is
finish
going to them.
Finish them.
Yeah.
Let's just switch the...
Finish them.
Okay. Motherfucker. Fucking white ass
cracker. Tour story. It was a cold day back in November.
1992.
Yeah, I wasn't even born that. That early, I'm sorry, I'm 1993. Oh. 30, exactly.
Of course, you're 30. I'm so dumb. Mm. Sorry.
No, you're not.
Is it your birthday? No, it was your birthday.
It was my birthday. Three weeks ago.
Anyway.
Hallucinating, it's fine.
Yes. Pam, is it you?
Oh, we're talking to Pam, sorry. Okay.
So, it was a cold winter day in 1992.
True story. Nothing happened there.
I don't know.
Except between my parents, maybe.
Yeah, you're going to tell that story.
Oh, no. Please don't. Don't make me.
Do you have one of those stories where you run into your parents?
Yeah, of course.
Never
my
happened.
My mom was
to
a
me.
Single mom.
Oh.
I didn't run into my parents. Then I told my brother, and he said, no, they're not doing that.
They're
wrestling. Yes, I just saw them. And he was like, no, our parents don't do that. I'm like, how do you think? How do you think?
Where you come from?
Where you come from? And he's older than me. Anyway, your story.
Your story.
Yeah, it was a cold winter's night in 1993.
Okay, let's start from the beginning.
I was quite new to Turbobier, and it was in November.
And you did merch for them.
I did the merchandise and a bit of social media already. So I did the story thing for the band. It was November.
What?
What's happening?
What did I say?
Why are you laughing?
I don't think she knows.
Are you there?
Are you okay?
She's
crying. What is happening?
I'm going to start
crying. I think I broke the key. I'm so sorry. What did I say? Did I insult you?
Wait. No.
I'm prepared.
I've got all the emotions. Do you remember when I called you today and I had a laughing fit because of this fucking pimple? It's so disgusting.
You're crying as well. What is happening?
Every time she touched it, I have to start crying.
Because every time we touch. Okay. The stripsy. The angle. Hello.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
You have to tell the story now because we're running out of time.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I'm sorry, Pam. Go
Maybe
ahead.
Maybe I... Other than the year.
No. It was a cold winter's night on a Turbobier tour in 1987.
Okay. So, true story. The fifth try. No, it was in 2018, in November. It was quite cold already. And we were in Switzerland. And knowing Switzerland...
It's cold.
It's cold.
Yes. Go ahead. Curious.
Good storytellers. And it was, I think, three shows. Yeah, I think we were there for three shows. And after the second show, we already drove to the location of the third show in the night. And we had a driver, so we were drinking on the bus.
Of course.
We were drinking a lot. And it's not a problem, but after 1.5 hours, we had to stop because the boys
were puking.
Had to pee. Not puking, but had to pee. So then I said, yeah, great. I have to pee as well. So the driver kind of, yeah, just stopped somewhere where I couldn't go on the toilet because there was none. So I said, okay. But he said, it's fine because we're actually here in 10 minutes. So. And I said, yeah, okay,
yeah,
I can do that.
It in.
Yeah. And I thought, okay, if we're there in 10 minutes, I can drink another beer, of course.
Oh, no.
That was a huge mistake because we were there at a parking space. It was huge. And no one of us had, like, the money from Switzerland.
No.
So we didn't, we couldn't buy a parking ticket.
Oh, no.
And I was really like, there. I had to focus so much because I thought, oh, my God, it's so embarrassing if I pee my pants now, but I'm so close. And one thing you have to know about me is I can't do that, like, somewhere in the wilderness.
Me neither. No.
I can't do that. But no. I really thought...
Squat position and let's go?
Nope.
I'm always pressing my pants and shoes and my legs.
Squat position is where it's
already. Say it again into the microphone.
I always piss my pants, shoes, myself, everything.
Yeah. It's all wet.
It's all wet.
Yeah, that's the problem I had as well. But I knew, okay, it's either that or I'm pissing my pants right in front of the boys. So I thought, okay, what can happen? So I went into, like, it wasn't really a wood. It's not really a forest, but there were some trees.
It was
and it was dark and it was cold. And I said to one of the boys, okay, I'm trying that now. Please pray for me. So I went in there and thought, okay, yeah, it might work. I thought, let's just go a bit deeper into it because then nobody can see me. And I thought, it's pretty dark there. That's nice. Yeah, one reason why it was pretty dark is because behind that, there was nothing. There was a river.
No.
And I didn't see that.
Oh, no.
So I
did you
just
fall in?
Stepped
no.
into the river, like into nothing, and fell into the river
no.
in November
no.
in fucking Switzerland. And it was like, I don't know, 2 a.m.
Oh, no.
And it really hurt because it was not really deep, but it was like, I don't know, to my hips. It was, if you were drunk
deep
AM,
enough to,
yeah,
to
drown,
drown,
actually.
Yeah.
Did you at least get to pee in the river?
No, because
I think you peed
when
then.
You're in a shock like that, you don't have to pee anymore.
Okay,
it like
get it.
I don't know where it went out, but
you sweated it out.
So I stood there in the river and thought, okay, I have to get out of here. And I don't know where that strength came from, but I kind of pulled myself out again and went back. And was, of course, very frightened in a way.
Shaky and everybody was like, wow, you really had to pee.
And that was my thought. That really, I thought... I go, when I go back now
what
and
they
my
think?
Pants are all wet, what am I saying?
Bless you.
No one is going to believe me that I fell into a river. What a crazy story is that? So yeah.
What did they say?
Oh, Pam, you could do it. I said, no, I didn't. I fell into a river.
Oh, no. Did you get sick?
No, I didn't actually. Well,
wow.
My knee really hurt the next day.
No.
And I told everyone of the band like, 3 or 4 times so that they really don't forget that it hurt.
It hurts.
But it's one of my favorite stories.
It's fucking crazy.
We stood up all night and just sat together and drank like beer all the time. And just...
What else?
And then we got back to the bus and went to the location.
Could have died.
I could have died. So it's...
We're so glad you're still here with us.
Yeah.
Fucking rivers in fucking Switzerland.
Yeah.
That's crazy. One.
It is.
That's
you
really
asked for a crazy story.
We love the crazy stories.
I delivered.
Yes, thank you.
You always do. Pam always delivers.
I'm a delivery
honestly, not just the music, also your... We talked about about the fact that you're actually an influencer a couple of weeks ago when we were on holiday. I was like,
yeah.
Should we, like, are you an influencer? Do I call you influencer just yet when I talk about you? Like, that's my friend Pam.
You are,
Vicky said she has influencer. So, and I was like, yeah, actually you are, because you just give motivational speeches. You give, like, I don't want to call it body positivity because it's not like.
I don't like the word anymore.
It's not like the term
Lizzo
sucks.
Fucked
but,
it up.
Yeah.
But there's like. You just give confidence to a lot of women, and you help them with their own like struggles that they have. So you're kind of killing it on a lot of levels. And I hope, bet you're a great teacher, but I hope that very soon you won't even have to teach anymore and you'll be a full-time musician, just like you want to.
I hope to, yeah.
So guys, listen to her music, follow her, Pam. Follow, like, and subscribe.
This is Pam.
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 Or as we like to call her, Pamity Pam.
Pam. Pam. Pam. Pam. Pam.
And she's like, her name, she was born to be a star because her name is Pamela Poom.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the rock star name.
Yeah, my childhood was hard
with that name. Mine too. To top it off, at some point I had a boy's haircut, braces, glasses, and the mustache. No, I made up the mustache. That came way later. But
okay,
I had short hair, glasses, braces, and I had Smurfs. It wasn't Riga, what do you call it? It was fucking rough.
I think we can conclude this episode with a big aww
trauma.
Vicky. And a big yippee.
Yippee. Go Pam. Go Pam.
I'm always doing that. It's an insult.
No. Because nobody from the UK listens, so you can do all this.
That's very
all
sad,
day.
Actually.
No, because all our listeners are from the US.
Well, maybe not that will be fine. From the UK.
From the UK. Okay, so we turn this into this.
And for the ones listening to audio only, we're doing peace and vagina signs.
No. what would you call it?
I don't know.
Up
I
your ass? To up your ass? And the,
up
and
your ass, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's because we're going to explain to Connie what this means in the UK.
And
it was for
two
archers.
Fingers.
It's
like we talked about this on the other episode. I know it.
Exactly.
I know.
So
I just didn't remember.
Peace signs. Pam, thank you for coming. Thank you for bearing.
Thank you for having me. It was amazing.
Sorry if you're sick after this.
It's fine. I got snacks, so. Can be easily
it's a good
dealt
exchange.
With.
Dig in.
Make sure to check out Pam. Pam's
Pam.
Music.
Pam.
Pamity Pam. Pam. Pam.
Pam. Pam. Pam. Pam. Pam.
And, take us on tour when you're when you're famous.
Oh my god.
Even more famous.
Team. Now we have it on video.
Famouser than you are.
This is like a contract already.
It is.
I'm in.
Signed and delivered. They both signed. I delivered.
Signed and delivered.
Yeah.
Come on. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
We love you, Pam.
I love you.
Love you too. I've been dancing.